obviously, we've had a very mild winter, a gentle winter, and wondering if it was also gentle on the streets as far as damage from ice and snow and potholes.
Yes, absolutely. The winter has been very mild, and we have had a wonderful season, and it has definitely been good to our roadways. Normally, when there's a freeze-thaw, which we haven't had a lot of, that causes potholes, and the fact that we haven't had to use as much salt as we have had in previous seasons, which gets under the asphalt and result in cracking of the roadways, we haven't had a lot of potholes to address.
Give us some idea. Do you have any kind of a percentage comparison or a rough estimate as how the pothole crop is this year compared to other years when we've had a normal winter?
Well, we do know that it has decreased. It's decreased tremendously. It's way down from previous seasons when we had snowfall. This has been one of the mildest seasons in probably more than a decade that we've had. So we've had a decrease in our potholes. We don't have that exact percentage number, but I can get back to you on that.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure if you had those numbers handy. Well, how about budget? Is this allowing you to shift your emphasis, or do you know how much you've saved, or how does that look?
There's always money for potholes, and if we don't have potholes to address, then we also use that money for other roadway repairs that we usually do when the season gets a little milder. So we may just shift that money into other areas where roadway improvements are necessary, such as our milling and paving efforts.
Okay. Well, I assume that your complaints have been way down, too, as a result of this.
Absolutely. Our complaints have decreased almost by 90%. We haven't had as many calls, service request calls for pothole repairs as we normally have this time of the year, and we're very grateful for that. But again, roadway repairs are ongoing, so that money may not be used for potholes, but we will be doing some service or improvements to our roadways in a way of our milling and paving efforts, or in a way of just improving our roadways.
Okay. We talked to the state a few days ago and found that in spite of the fact that we've had a mild winter, they still have had fairly substantial expenses for salting and so forth. And I wasn't sure if that was the same or similar case for the city. Do you know about where you stand as far as your snow budget for this year?
We have spent some money on salting. Of course, we still address icy conditions throughout the season where we've had some snowfall and temperatures have dropped. So yes, we have used our salt. We've used, just in the month of February, we spent over $600,000 in salt usage. So we have used salt. We just have not used as much salt as we normally would have used in previous seasons.
Okay, so $600,000 February. Normally, do you know what you lay out for the month?
Basically, it could be far more than that. We have reached at sometimes in the millions as far as our salt usage. Our salt intake and our salt usage have declined, but we still use salt in other areas such as fires or icy conditions during water main breaks. So those numbers are included in our salt usage for the city of Baltimore. So it's not just for snow removal efforts.
Can notify the city of problems, okay, of potholes. If they see one, what do they do?
They will call 311, and we address our potholes within 48 hours.
That's all. Okay, I'll stop the tape. I appreciate it. We've been recording for use on the air.